This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Which headphones would you get? Heavies has significantly longer battery life than Apple, physical aux connection, dedicated speakers for highs and lows for a real audio experience, and changeable band shells. Apple AirPod Max has shorter battery life, no aux connection, only mid-range speakers, and a terrible case. I don't even know what this is. Do not pay more money for headphones that don't offer everything that Heavies offer. These are made for heavy music and much more. Check us out at Heavies.com. Welcome back to the podcast that rocked, the most punctual, on time, and perfectly spoken podcast on the internet, talking about news in the world of rock, metal, and alternative. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan. Don't you love doing these intros first time perfectly?
I love having that first shot that we always get everything right on time too. It's perfect how good we are at this. Thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday evening or afternoon, wherever you might be. Hope you're all doing well. If we get 50 likes, we'll play one round of Festival Rock or Flop. And there's a goal. I don't know if these YouTube goals are still having issues. Like, it's a type of situation where for the YouTube feature, it sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If we get 5 individual super chats of any amounts, we'll add an extra band to every festival that we do tonight. So to 4, it'll be 5. Just something little. And then we already have 1 super chat, so we'll get to that at the end. We'll answer every super chat. If you do 10 or more, we'll give you your own festival. Thank you all so much for here. Sitting at a soccer match watching tonight because reasons. Okay. Well then.
Oh.
Is it like your kid or something? Sports. Your kid's soccer match. It's like, this is more important.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
She scored a goal for her own team. Cool.
Probably better.
Ran the wrong way, honey.
Yeah, yeah. You should be glad I'm not recording this and I'm watching something. Yeah, you should be thankful. Thank you all.
Sorry, my phone's busy.
So much for
it's
joining
like one
us.
Drunk dad.
Oh, if it's Little League soccer, there's more than one drunk dad. There's way more than one.
You just want some Gatorade? It's good Gatorade.
Choose mine. Yeah. I'm not made of money. Hey, you looking good over there, Mom.
What do you mean, yellow card? Get the hell out of here with that.
That pet hasn't played in years. Just loses their train of thought.
Hey, she's touching the ball with her hands. She's the goalie. Well, that's not allowed.
You're a goalie.
I got kicked out when I did that. Mm-hmm. Come on.
As we make fun of little kid soccer, as all grown people do on the internet. Thank you all for joining us. I believe we can just jump right into it. Does that make sense? We actually have good things to talk about this week, everybody. It's not a crap week with terrible behavior or sad news. We actually have some nice positive things to discuss. Does that sound good? Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
There are some weeks where we struggle. I mean, really dig deep to find one good thing. This week is not that bad. Alex and Rowan, let me know if you can see my screen.
I can see it.
Can you see the good news that Baby Metal just became the first ever band to reach some specific chart achievements? This was posted everywhere when this happened. Metal Fourth did real well, hitting the top 10 of Billboard 200. That's big.
Woo!
So, the more good news in the world of heavy music actually charting. That's a big deal. One other cool thing about this, Baby Metal is the first all-Japanese band to ever do that. That I had no idea was a thing. Like, no other all-Japanese band ever has never charted in the top 10 of any genre until Baby Metal.
Awesome.
That's pretty intense.
Really? Not even...
Nope.
Not even like, are we just talking about America or is it like ever?
America. Like any... So American Billboard 200. So that's the American charts. No other band, all Japanese people, has ever done that of any genre.
That's sick.
Right? I think that's intense. That's pretty impressive for Metal Fourth to get on that record. And again, pre-orders helped it a ton. So proof that paying for your bands you love really goes a lot farther than you think. It really does.
Oh, it's also not too surprising with all the features, too, because like a lot of the features that they did get specifically are people and in the, both the metal space that have been like getting into the cultural zeitgeist. I mean, like Poppy and Spirit Box, they both had like very like public national media attention, like song three, Sergeant Prevail is getting a lot of attention, too. Tom Morello has been an icon since the 90s.
Yeah,
it's a lot of like great stuff.
Like you think about like Ratatata and Vitaly for like the two songs. Those songs have been out for well over a year, like going on a year and a half to 2 years. But this album still charted that high. People still wanted it that bad for an album that had songs that were already available for a long time. That's impressive also.
I think it's super cool that this is such a big milestone for both, you know, heavy music and the global metal scene, because we've had a solid year for the metal world.
We've
and
had
it's
a
also
great
such
year.
It's been so good. It's like one thing after another. We keep saying, oh, wow. Oh, wow. This is awesome. So this is just another awesome on this tiered awesome of a year for metal. And then the Japanese music side of it, it's like super awesome. This is so cool.
I follow it up to like last year, I remember thinking the quality of heavy music was so great, the output. And now 2025, the quality's great, but it's also getting an appropriate reception across so many platforms. So it finally does feel like the trajectory is going in the right place. I promise everyone, my vocabulary and speech are usually not this poor. I don't know what's going on, but I am a well-spoken individual at all times. Just pretend that was an internet stutter or blip. Blame whatever your internet provider is. From
it's just the connection, it's fine.
Yes. From the internet provider itself, not also anything else you hear from that, it's that their problem, not mine. From the Baby Metal press release, thank you so much for your support on our new album, Metal Fourth, around the world. We hope you enjoy it. Our music and career are evolving globally, and we are moving forward with Baby Metal beyond heavy metal. Our journey continues, and we can't wait to see you at Baby Metal shows in your city and your country. Because it was not just the U.S. that it did really well in. It was all.
I just love the album. It's so fun.
That brings me to a great argument, too. For years, and that's not an exaggeration, for a decade, we have seen the angry boomer and super metal elitists scream online about baby metal, how it's not heavy, it's not real, it's not metal, it's not worth it. Okay, 10 years later, this happens, and so many other big names are a part of it. What's the argument now?
Yeah.
You know?
I remember.
Dude, it feels like all those elitists don't recognize anything after like 2000, like they have a cutoff year or something. That's how it feels sometimes.
Alice, go ahead.
I remember when Rob Zombie came out in defense of baby metal. I don't remember where they toured together or if it was a festival or how that came about.
It was just a photo of them together too. I think it was like, it might've been just a festival and they were just like,
yeah, I think they did
just outside and taking a picture together and the old boomers lost their minds.
He went nuts and Rob Zombie came to the rescue. I mean, he was like, you know what? These are kids and they're out here doing it. Like they're doing the music and they're kicking butt and they sound great and they're having fun. And, you know, they've got more energy than most of the people we play with these days.
Yes.
And I'm like, hell yeah, Rob Zombie. Yeah. You tell him.
One, if you've ever
the
seen
the problem is like what?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's not the issue is not like the people that listen to stuff are not really consuming metal. It's just like the elitists,
the elitists who
complain about this type of thing, they're just upset that their tastes are not the same as other metalheads' tastes. Like, it's only like these bands that I listen to are considered metal. And if you don't listen to them, then you're not a true fan. No, that's just your own personal opinion when you think it's metal. It's so
exactly.
stupid.
Look at all the people, I mean, hating on like Sleep Token and all these different genre fluid type acts. They're going to lash onto anything
and just
complain about it.
Two things now.
Yeah.
One, future collaboration just to see the old guard lose their mind. Baby Metal and Sleep Token. Watch.
We talked about this.
Facebook
It'd be sick.
Crushed down like a whole section of Facebook just implodes. Servers set on fire from all the hate instantly at the metaverse. Ugh. Number two, Rob Zombie still today, I'm sure it's out there. One of those times he defended baby metal when like it was a comment some guy left. It's like, they're not even metal, blah, blah, blah. Rob Zombie replied on his own account going, more metal than you'll ever be.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great. Oh, it's so awesome. So
just because it sounds different to what you're used to does not mean it's not metal. And it's so stupid that people cannot fathom that.
Yes.
And it sucks that they want everything to sound exactly the same. Like the gatekeeping and the elitists. What if you're not, if it's not the exact same thing over and over and over, they complain about it. But then if it's the exact same thing over and over and over, they'd probably complain about it.
Yeah, and then they'll get mad. It's like, oh, why is metal not popular? Don't you guys know, like, have any actual music taste? I don't know. Maybe it's because you scare off anyone who even dips their toes because they're not listening to specifically the bands you like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to your Polish black metal band from the 80s who have recorded nothing but like 20 copies of like a cassette tape. That sounds like crap to begin with.
Have I told you guys my Anthrax story? I might have long time ago. So this happened when I was back in Florida. I was shooting the Killswitch Engage Anthrax tour in Orlando. Apparently one guy, and this guy was a loser. He had like the battle vest and everything, super tall in the crowd. Killswitch was ending that night because it was a co-headliner. So they'd switch off depending on city who ended that night. Well, Killswitch was ending that night and Anthrax was support. So Anthrax played first. Well, this guy didn't like Anthrax, so he stood the entire show with his back and his arms folded for an hour. That's the type of crap we're talking about. That right there.
Yep. That's the perfect description.
Yes. It's like, please, first of all, go put on deodorant. Two, please, why did you buy a ticket? Why? Tell me why. Why did you just show up late if you were going to do this? This was at Downtown Disney at Orlando at House of Blues. Just go walk around.
He's trying to like make a statement for a band who wouldn't even give a crap if they saw him in the crowd. By the way, like no chance they did.
No.
Dude, you bought a ticket. Like you supported it just like the rest of us.
You gave them your money.
And you stood in the middle of the crowd just to do that too. The middle. So.
Was he in the mosh pit?
No, he was not.
Or was he close to the pit?
I don't think he was close to the pit, but no, he was out there like very visible too. And it's just like,
I was about to say, if he's on the rim of the pit, I don't know, maybe if I'm in there, maybe I just so happen to run into him or something.
Oh, goodness. He probably would have complained about it too at that point, but whatever. This is a big congratulations to Baby Metal. We love this trend and we hope it's a trend because this weekend we might see a metal album go to number one.
Yes,
we might actually see it, everybody. Private Music comes out this Friday and there's some unique listening parties going on. Individual, I don't remember all the cities around the world. They're offering like first come, first serve screening rooms. There's one in New York City, one in LA. I know those are two of the US ones. Pitch black listening experience, and they give you a Deftones blindfold to experience the full album. That's how they want to do it. That's not a joke. So they got a lot of stuff like that, which is pretty cool. Then on Friday, a lot of vinyl stores in the US and Canada, a lot of record shops are doing listening parties day of. So they'll have like a lot of different things. Like they did the whole list on their socials. If you want to find out a record store near you that's doing the Deftones thing, because they've licensed a lot of them in all 50 states and Canada as well. If that's your thing, they probably did them in Australia and other parts of Europe as well. If that's your thing, that could be a pretty cool thing to go to. Why am I saying all this? 2 months ago, we didn't even know we were getting a new Deftones album yet. You guys remember that? That's how fast it all came out. This is how it should be. I'm tired of a band posting a single saying new album later this year. 2 months go by, another song. 2 more months, another song. And then 2 more months, the album. That's over 6 months of wait and buildup. This right here, just barely over a month, and you have the full album and everyone's happy. Deftones got their sold out leg number two. Everything's going great for them. Reviews are coming in from the big outlets. It's looking pretty good. And I'll say my own judgment for that as well. I think this could be another number one. Could be. You know why? Because I already talked about it. And there was the same thing for Sleep Token and Ghost. Pre-orders add up real big. And we all know Deftones got a lot of pre-orders coming.
Dude, Ghost and Sleep Token can... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, same thing to the Ghost and Sleep Token thing we talked about. I was so hesitant to say, oh yeah, heavy music, rock, metal, our genre, you know, niche a little bit. There's no way we're going to get multiple number ones. And then there's, you know, all of these number ones, and then all of these late
Yeah, it was like bam, bam, bam. And then we got all these late night shows. And then now we've got baby metal. And it's like there's so many positive and like insane metal and rock, I guess, landmarks mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean? Like it's hitting yeah. all of these different things. So there's like it totally this could very well happen this year.
Yeah, no, seriously, if Ghost and Sleep Token can get a number one album, I have no doubt that Deftones can be it. They are arguably bigger than either of those bands. Like yes. my friend, also named Alex, just saw him at Madison Square Garden, like an insanely packed like show. Seriously. And this is a little bit more speculative. I feel like the people who like Sleep Token and Ghost, in terms of like a pipeline, they're the people who would also latch on to Deftones music.
Yeah.
Like it fits that sort of same criteria.
Yeah. And look at the massive, you know, what is it? San Francisco and Oakland. And they sold out right away, right when they announced yeah. those handful of shows.
Yeah.
So like they're doing fine. It's going to be great.
I do love also that the band so far, I'll say so far, hopeful for the future, that potential of number one, you have Ghost in that style coming big in the 2010s. You have Sleep Token going huge in the 2020s. Then you have Deftones coming out of the 90s. So we have different bands that are heavy coming from different eras, still reaching those heights and all accumulating into 2025. Along with that, you have so many other groups on the periphery. You have baby metal who hit the top 10. Even 10 years ago with like Gimme Chocolate coming out, no one would have saw that coming. You know,
dude, it's been an insane year. Like, who would have thought that we would have had Knocked Loose on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I think happened? I think what happened was Gojira at the Olympics set off some sort of timeline.
The catalyst.
I hope so.
Yes, I swear. If we think back, like that all started like just blah, 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 after that happened. Yeah. It's like, Gojira.
That's not a bad way to look at it, because for one day in a pretty crappy timeline that we've had the last few years, everything started like going like, okay, we have to turn a corner now. This is how we're going to do it. The most high pressure, elaborate setup for a song on the biggest world stage ever. Gojira, you're up. Don't blow it. And they didn't. Everything worked great. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
everything is a rock memorable thing world.
For me.
Yeah. Also, I'm still bitter that Europe, they're supporting Metallica. Why couldn't Gojira come to the U.S. for the Metallica tour? I feel like that would have been awesome, too. Yes, I'm bitter and jealous about something very minuscule, but still, let me be bitter. Anyway.
Okay, I saw Gojira open for Metallica. I'll tell you about it. It's fine.
Awesome. Okay, I'll have fun at all the other events. You're not going to now that I'll be going to.
I tried. It was hard.
Cue foghorn sound effect. I don't have it up right now. I won't even reach for it. Whatever. It's there. Just imagine everybody. So I know everyone's going to want to listen to it. I'll try to review it. There's a lot of stuff coming up, but guys, this is great positivity. Deftones coming up Friday. It's going to be a big Deftones weekend. A lot of people have that one friend or know someone from their high school or college days, no matter what age you are now, because it's becoming timeless, that's way too into Deftones and gets really weird about it. Well, this weekend is for them, so just give them their weekend, okay? Be patient.
And if you don't know that person, you're most likely are the person.
Yeah, so you know what?
Because I know I am.
Yeah, so guys, just it's a weekend, okay? Just give them the weekend. They've been very patient since Ohms years ago. Let them have it. They had to have their little time of reprieve when Steph started doing more interviews about his beliefs. And they had to like kind of dismiss that. This is the good weekend, though. We have private music now. And everyone
around. It's been 5 years.
Yep. And everyone around the world can listen to it. Around the world. Around the globe can listen to it. That being said, let us know what your thoughts are. We'll have a Deftones album versus album coming up for our this week's poll when we get to that point. I decided to keep it Deftones.
That's going to be tough for me.
Yeah, for me too. However, I like the album versus album polls we're doing. We're getting a lot of votes on it. This one we got when I show the results, way more people voted this time. So that being said,
I definitely started some wars.
Oh, people get hurt all the time on the internet. It's fine. So we now go to not bad news, because we were told it's not bad by the person and the band who made the statement. Bets are now being placed. Will Megadeth hold their word and actually Say Farewell in 2026. Final album and a farewell tour coming next year from Megadeth. I'll read some of the quote later. It was a long statement, but this is a pretty much a glorified statement saying he wants to go out to be able to call his own shot and go out on his own way, which I am very in favor of. I do think after decades of working a band or any type of craft like this, you should be able to call your own shot and call retirement when you want and you feel. He didn't say, to be fair, that he'd never play again live. He just said final farewell tour and a farewell album. No more new music. So those are the two big statements. But end of an era, no more potential Megadeth. So before I go there, does our resident Dave Mustaine impressionist have anything they want to say?
Yeah, nothing. Okay. It'll come to me when we get into the conversation, but nothing's coming to me now.
Okay, fair enough.
You can't force this, Luke.
You can't force it. It has to come naturally.
See, if I was, I am not asking you to do this. If I was a real jerk, I'd say, read the entire post in Dave Mustaine impersonation voice. It's like five.
Oh, that would get old fast. Yeah. I get off this call and see if I can still catch the Soho listening party.
For your own sake, I would not do that. For the sake of Rocked, I would not do that.
Alex can't do her job.
For the sake of our ears, do not do that.
Alex can't do her job tomorrow because her voice is so shot from doing a terrible bit online.
Sorry, guys.
Yep. So I do want to go on this too. Social media has been supportive, confused, insulting, and memeable with the responses. Quote, let's go through some, and I'm showing these on screen for everyone listening on Spotify and Apple and everything. Yeah. WTF do you mean Megadeth is retiring? All caps. Megadeth are disbanding after the next tour, apparently. Wow, I'm at a total loss for words. After four long decades, I guess all I can say is thanks for the 5 years of wonderful music. Now, does everyone get the joke? 4 decades. Thanks for the 5 years of music.
To be, you know what? I'm probably going to get some flack for this. I only go back to like 3 Megadeth albums.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
so. I kind of agree with
him. I think there's some people that also are in your bank, but still. Ozzy and Megadeth gone in less than 2 months. How am I supposed to cope with this? Well, Megadeth's not gone yet. Dang.
Come on. Those are completely different levels. That's a bit much.
You're reaching a little. Yeah, the Will Ferrell crying. My favorite band ever is calling a day. I knew this day would one day arrive, but I'm still not ready for the end. However, this album will be awesome as always, and I will 100% be at one of your farewell tour shows. See, that's a nice one. So there's some nice ones out there. Megadeth uploaded a video on YouTube announcing their last studio album, and the entire video is AI generated. Now, I was not aware that the whole AI was video generated. I don't have the video posted yet unless they shared it out, because Loudwire sometimes does. I saw the video with Vic Rattlehead and the fire and everything. That sounds like Dave. I don't know if it's AI or not. I'm not going to make a claim on that. And one more. Cannot imagine a world without Megadeth. I hope this is just Dave raving on a random Thursday. This can't be real. That's more than a rave. Come on. That's like a full statement and press release.
Dude, is that, do they have Dave as their profile pic?
Sure looks like it. A young Dave Mustaine with the red hair. Mm-hmm. And then it's the emoji.
This is Dave's alt account.
Oh, that's sick. The sick things he must say on his alt account. Yowza. I don't even want to know.
Imagine you open up that profile and like in the post history, it's just a bunch of like posts about crapping on Metallica or something.
That'd be fine. If that's the worst of it, that's still way better than I could be. Ugh. So
it's just like Four Horsemen was my riff.
Yes. Oh man, that's the whole tour too. He just stops every tour and said, yeah, that's right. Metallica didn't have anything to do with this tour. And another thing, Lars, just for an hour.
He's still ranting about Lars.
Yes. In every city, he does that too. So
yeah. I wrote Inner Sandman.
Yeah, no.
Swing and a miss. Insert Dave Mustaine gripe about some Metallica song here. That's better.
At least I didn't make Saint anger.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I made Risk.
Yeah, I know. Great. Good job, Dave. That's much better.
Did they come out the same year too? The no, same anger.
There was a few years difference, but like they were still like somewhat recent. Like those were like, it was like 99 and 02 or something like that.
That just feels like it's like the dark period of thrash metal, because even Slayer's output was like crap during then.
Yes, that was also the Diablo
before God Hates Us All.
Yes, correct. That was a rough time for thrash. New metal was thriving, post grunge was thriving, and thrash was becoming a dinosaur.
You could tell it was a really rough time when they all cut their hair off.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from there.
It's true. Did Dave ever cut his hair short like that?
No.
I don't think so. I was going to say, I didn't think so.
I can't
so.
Even imagine what he would look like.
Ooh, yeah.
Be, if he was still in Metallica, he'd be like with the dark with the, eyeliner yeah. and like the one button shirt.
Yeah, with the crew.
Oh, my
he has
God.
A, but he has a crew cut like to match everyone else's. Oh, that look weird.
Yep.
Hey, bud.
Yep, I can picture it and I don't like it.
So... thoughts on Megadeth? Actually, will it stick? This is the question. Do you think it will stick as the actual farewell for Megadeth?
Someone posted, oh no, not someone posted, but like someone in the comments of this article said that, like, you know, the Who has been saying farewell tour for like 82. And that kind of got me thinking, like, when you say farewell tour, that could still be years, honestly, mm-hmm. with some bands.
True.
So yes and no.
I get what you're
maybe
saying. Alex.
They I'm sick of bands saying, oh yeah, farewell tour, oh yeah, we're done, and then doing the Kiss thing, because that's just bugging me at yes. this point. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
a bit is
you're manipulating
out.
People yeah. It's that is manipulation, in my opinion.
It is. Slayer's was at least sincere. Like, they had the big five-leg mega tour. They were gone for over 5 years, but then they also said, okay, we're just gonna come back for a couple festivals just to play together. No new music.
See, I'm down with that.
That's okay. It's not a tour again. Even that is way different than going back on tour and setting up your own setting
and Ozzy's up your own farewell show.
Yeah, see, even that too. If they wanted to come back for Ozzy, that's different. But like, if you're like making your own festivals and still selling tickets to other shows, then you're not retiring like to your own yeah. stuff. Yeah. So I could see
if you're still doing the gimmick festival. Yeah. yeah.
So I could see final album's easy one. Will it be their final album? I could see that. I really can.
Yeah.
That's
well, and they can yeah. play. They can play into the whole thing that we started talking about, like, 10 years ago. Oh, singles. It's just going to be singles from here on out. Nobody's doing full albums. It's all just singles. And so Megadeth, I released a new single today. But he can do it like randomly, and he's still sticking to what he said. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If he just came out like 5 years later, it's like, oh, hey, I had some spare time, made this song. Here's what do you guys song. Think? That's yeah. cool. That's
no one's
fine.
Gonna, yeah. No one's going to complain about that. If you complain about that, then you're
no one's
really
going to be like, I thought you said yeah. you were retiring.
You're supposed to be on a beach somewhere, Dave.
Yeah. yeah. It's like, what did they expect? When I say I retire, do you just break my hand so I can never hold a guitar again?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the farewell announcement, the tour. That's what's going to get people. And so long as he does it that way, I think it'll be fine. I don't know what to expect, because I think we're all very jaded and burned by many people's retirement tours. And we always make fun of Kiss. It's not just Kiss that has done this. It's not.
No.
Rolling Stones have been doing it since way before we were alive.
Well, and like yeah. you guys said, The Who's yep. been doing it since 1982. Mm-hmm. If they do a Motley Crue, though, and they're like, we're going to blow up. We have this contract that we signed. Oh, just kidding. We're going to blow up the contract because we're so cool.
So stupid.
I'm going to be super pissed.
Yeah. And then you suck so bad that it actually makes the rest of your stuff in the past look worse. That's the Motley Crue attitude. Woof.
Yeah.
Please don't do that, Megadeth.
Yeah, Megadeth would have to try. And also, like, the last time I saw Megadeth live was the very end of 2021, right after pandemic was wrapping up. And they're like, there was a tour that approved photographers. I still had to mask up and everything. His playing was still good. Like, yeah, because he was still coming off of throat cancer. People forget that, like, yeah, he had throat cancer and he beat it.
Yeah,
thankfully. But at the same time, like, his playing was still there. So I hope he's able to call the shot, be in good health, focus, and get everything accomplished that he wants to. And I mean that. We all have agreements and disagreements with what Dave says outside of the music and sometimes in the music. But to someone that really did have a big piece of metal history that's always been with him, I do hope someone like that is able to call the way it is, like call his own shots and go retirement with no controversy, no shenanigans. I really don't ask much. I do not ask much, but boy, oh boy, something could happen.
I hope he, sorry.
It's okay. I was just going to say, it's going to be super weird. This being, I mean, one of what we're at two of the big four now. So then what is it? Just going to be a countdown for the other two? It's like, when's it going to happen?
Megadeth is the only band of the big four I have not seen live. So now it's like, now I got to make sure that they're going to play near me because I would want to see them live. Rust in Peace is an amazing album. Sure. And I would hope that Dave would recognize that, like, look, this is just a sort of celebration of our career. I'm just going to play it safe, or I'm going to leave all the drama off the table.
I hope so. We all can hope. We'll see next year, though, 2026. And again, he's not calling it right now. So I do like that 2026 is going to be when this happens. Plenty of time to prepare and get ready and get all the controversial statements out of your system before you get on tour. You know, get all that off the road
and cry.
Yeah.
Cry fans cry.
Mm-hmm. We then move on to actually, let's go a little bit out of order for what I have lined up here. Another bit of good news. We were talking about them briefly because they did stuff with Baby Metal. Just got announced yesterday and today, Spirit Box have joined the Gold Single Club. Circle with me, certified gold in the United States.
Yay!
More proof that this is working. Heavy music's getting noticed again. This came out with Eternal Blue. Fun little story about this. Hurt You was going to be the first single off Eternal Blue. They had a video set the night before, and Mike called and said, I think we need to shift to Circle With Me. So like last minute, they decided to make Circle With Me the premiere single. Well, last minute, it paid off.
Nice.
So interesting little bit. Yep.
I like that. That's super cool.
So it's part track downloads equal gun unit, 150 streams from approved digital service providers count as one unit. So a whole lot of streams, downloads, and then all the album purchases and things like that plays online. Yeah, certified gold. So good for them. Another good band gets another certification. That's what we need.
We say it all the time, but that physical media really goes far. I bought that album right away.
It does.
On CD.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say metalheads in general are more likely to get physical media? I think so.
Honestly, yes.
I think so.
I feel, I don't know if they're the most, but I definitely feel they're up there. Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. It's because we have more of like a connection to the music than a lot of, I mean, just like casual music fans do. We totally do. You can see it at any show. It's all, we can feel all of the coming together and the community. And like, we are really in it. Mm-hmm. Most casual music fans aren't. And so I think that really helps big time.
I think like, you'll get the outliers, like the Swifties that'll pre-order everything on vinyl. Yeah, that happens. But like as a genre overall, I think that does help out with heavy music because so many people will like, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Deftones is going to go to number one in my opinion, probably, or my expectation of it because of all the pre-orders for the new album. So that being said, let's go back in order for what we were. We were talking about Riot Fest. I'm wearing my Riot Fest shirt right now. It's for those that can see, it says R-I-O-T instead of DARE in the DARE logo. Ooh. For those who are not aware, they have been trying to get John Stamos there for 10 years. Literal years. 2 years ago, they got a bunch of cameos. Like you buy cameo online, like they'll record it like a celebrity or an athlete or have a record whatever message. So Riot Fest paid like 20 celebrities just to have them all say, hey, Riot Fest, sorry, but John Stamos will not be here. They paid celebrities to do that. Last year, they got an entire butter statue in the shape of John Stamos. Well, this year, the Beach Boys are advertised. John Stamos plays drums for the Beach Boys, like on the touring prod. And it's been doing that for decades, too. So, John Stamos, in partnership with Riot Fest, said, I have a list of demands if you want me to show up.
Yeah, I cannot. Chad, you're going to love this list.
Riot Mike, the founder of Riot Fest, must get a John Stamos tattoo. That was number one. Well, he did. Oh, it doesn't show the picture. Come on. So I'll have to look it up later. He got the tattoo and it says, no, this is going to bother me now. I got to look it up. So, Like, you talk about the tattoo on the post, but then you don't actually show what the tattoo is. Got it. Okay.
Show it.
Mm-hmm. And now it's showing me ads and stuff. Just going to stall everything. Google's a mess. Oh, goodness. It's worse than I got it. Okay. So on screen, you see all the images.
Black flag.
So no, above the black, you see butter, the black flag logo, Stamos. That's a tattoo and a half right there. So, and John Stamos approved. Like, he, Riot Mike FaceTimed John Stamos to get it approved. And he says, yes, good enough. So what are the other steps? Number two, a John Stamos lookalike concert must be hosted by Riot Fest. I'm sure that'll happen. And there'll be impersonators and stuff. Three, let me see if I can.
Oh gosh, that'd be so funny.
Yeah. They do a lot of fun stuff. Like, they have wedding ceremonies there every year. Like, a lot of people try to get married at the little little manger. They have like an officiator there for weddings at Riot Fest, like next to the carnival rides and stuff like that. Cause they have like the big, nice carnival rides too. So number three, a local Chicago pizza restaurant must create a Greek style pizza named after and in honor of John Stamos. What is Greek pizza? I'm assuming.
I don't think even he knows.
Like olives, like black olives, maybe? Would that be right?
Greek yogurt.
Like pita bread.
Ooh, okay. The bread. Like Greek yogurt. Okay. So I can see something working. Okay. John Stamos Greek.
Isn't there a cheese that's like
goat cheese? Yeah. John Stamos green room must be stocked with these items. A body pillow of John Stamos. A nude painting of B. Arthur from Golden Girls. Unlimited hummus served in a Gibson guitar case. Number five, the Riot Fest Twitter person must give John Stamos a foot rub. That might be the one that breaks it. If you've ever followed the Riot Fest Twitter, it is savage, brutal, putting people in their place. It's like the Wendy's Twitter accounts. They take no crap. That might be the one that's the most difficult. A special John Stamos Riot Fest t-shirt must be designed and approved by John Stamos. That's easy. No one is allowed to make eye contact with John Stamos hair. That's difficult. Asterisk. People can just deny it, you know, whatever. Whenever John Stamos says Riot Fest, he is allowed to say Riot Fart. Well, it's fine. John Stamos mask must be printed out for the crowd to wear. That might happen anyway. So we shall see what happens at Riot Fest. Hopefully
they're all completely reasonable.
Yes. I mean, they already got a tattoo. Everything else really should not be out of bounds, you know? So
honestly, the most uncomfortable thing on this for me is the hummus filled guitar case.
Oh, you don't like hummus?
Everything else is fine.
Really? It's not the hummus. It's the hummus, not the nude painting.
Not the B. Arthur painting.
Woman from Golden Girls.
Fine.
Man. Huh. Okay then.
It feels very Airheads.
I guess.
Well, which one did B. Arthur play? I don't know Golden Girls anyway.
Dorothy was the tall one. Like, she was the main character.
That means nothing to me. I just know Betty White.
She's okay, the not Betty White. Yeah. And she's like,
yeah, she's the.
I can dig it.
Yeah, exactly. So that being said, we'll see. Riot Fest looks fun. Coming up in a month, Blink-182, Weezer, Green Day, Weird Al, tons of other stuff in nice Chicago. Great festival, terrible football team. That's Chicago. Get it? Because it's the Bears. But I get here crap for that later. So one article that we found out Alex suggested we talk about a little bit that I think is worth pointing out. One from Metal Royalty, Bruce Dickinson. You need no qualifications to influence people with some sometimes dumb opinions. That is the voice of every YouTuber ever. Right there. Alex, would you like to talk really quick about what Bruce said?
Well, first of all, I learned that there is this little Norse, it's like a northern Italy town, and it's like a private part of this area with beautiful, picturesque mountains. And travel influencers keep invading this area so much to the point where they installed turnstiles to charge people to come into this area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all. Yeah, they're all these influencers. And I'm like, really? This influencer thing is getting out of hand. And then I saw this come up and I'm like, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. All of these social media influencers, they're working their way into every avenue from beautiful northern Italy mountainesque views to concerts. And it's just bugging me so much. And we've talked about this before. The whole no phones at concerts thing, I'm becoming more and more in support of it because of exactly what Bruce Dickinson was kind of talking about here. He's like, you know, all they do is share their dumb opinions and they reach massive audiences. And this is problematic. And I like to have, you know, a no phone rule.
Yeah.
We have a strict no phone policy at our shows because of this. They should not be putting these things out when they have no footing on sharing all. They're completely unqualified to share all of these things, these social media influencers. And then he went on to say, because people were like, well, hang on. You're on stage in front of tens of thousands of people every night. What makes it different? What's different from you doing it than they are? And he's like, you know, we go out on stage, we do our thing, we say what we have to say, you come there to see what we have to say, and then we're done.
That's it right
there. Problem with social media influencers.
You're buying a ticket to see them. So yes, that is how that works.
And then, yeah, and I completely agree with and understand why more and more bands are banning phones at concerts. Mm-hmm. It's also taking away from the experience from everyone around you. I watched some old concert footage from the early 2000s a while back, like one of the, you know,
old clips.
Professional DVD quality shows. And I was like, holy cow. Yeah, a pro shot. There was no, it was just hands in the crowd. And I'm like, holy cow. That was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful time. I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It was such, you could feel all of the energy and the community come together more. And so I totally get what he's saying here.
An early quote in the article that I highlighted for everyone watching, people forget how to be a community. And that's a big part of it. I'm not saying we have to go to the full, I don't love the whole, you have to put your phone in the locked up glove and you, like, you're not allowed to access it till the end of the show. Tool does it good. Like, you could keep your phone in your pocket till the very last song. You don't have to lock it up. And if you have to pull out your phone to do something really quick, just don't hold it out in front of you. That's not asking that much. You're already paying for a ticket to see a show anyway.
Yeah. Using the influencers, like, as an example, those are the type of people who are trying to, like, put together a story or something for a reel. It's,
yes,
it's all about getting their shots. It's all about, like, getting the narrative that they want. That's different. If I just want to, like, get, like, a quick photo or video of one song, just as, like, a memento, I think that's more than reasonable, because, like, sure, then I don't have to use my phone for the entire rest of it. I can just enjoy it. And I think that's just the way it should be. If you see some prick, like, with their phone trying to get, like, the perfect shot or trying to, like, say something over the song, yeah, they're a jerk. Just ignore them as best you can. Yeah. Or, I don't know, or sabotage them a little bit.
See, I'm short. So anybody who stands in front of me and holds their phone up the whole damn show,
it happens.
We're not friends. We're never going to be friends.
Yeah.
And, like, it happens so often. And
that's my
sucks.
Thing, too. Like, I see, because, like, I work, you know, like, I'm in the photo pit. I'll take my phone back, but I try not to block anyone. But, like, if there's, that's the thing, though, I'm working. It's part of what I'm doing because that's what I'm hired out to do.
Yeah.
So the difference, though, like, you'll see people, especially closer to the front, that will record entire performances on their phone, holding it up above them and in front the entire time. That's insane. Mm-hmm.
That I don't sucks. Mind some public shaming to those types of people. Like, that will probably be the deterrent.
See, yeah, and I completely agree with both of you. And I get the locking your phone up. I know that is a little bit of that's an extreme. And we all know emergencies come up. Some people actually have solid reasons that they need to have access to their phones. I think the honor system, like Tool tries to do, needs to be implemented at more, if not all of the shows possible.
And it's worked. It's been years Tool's been doing this and it has worked. That's the thing. It's for Perfect Circle shows now too, like the Sesentada shows. They do the same thing and it works and people like it. So
yeah,
Bruce might be on
that's
something.
Perfect. Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, if anyone deviates from that, again, shame them. Public call shame. Them out from the from the stage.
Yeah. Hey, you with the iPhone 17, you know, like he calls the model out right, like, there. Yeah, we see you.
Dude, if Axl Rose
trying to plug your OnlyFans at my show.
Oh, if Axl.
If Axl Rose.
Yeah, if Axl
can
Rose
jump into the crowd to attack the photographer. Get that guy's camera.
That is St. Louis lore, by the way.
At security. I'm going home.
Yep. That is St. Louis legend, by the way, because that venue was less than 3 days old and it got destroyed. Three days. Fun fact, I had my high school graduation at that venue because it's been there ever since.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I've worked it many times. That venue has had some awful things happen at it. It's not just Guns N' Roses. Pigeon Gate happened there with Kings of Leon, where pigeons kept pooping on Kings of Leon to the point where they had to stop the show and cancel. And boy, that crowd was happy about that. Tons of random chaotic stuff has happened there. Great venue. So as we move on, we have another band to add to our ongoing coverage of bands pulling away from Spotify. This time, though, it's from streaming and mostly Spotify, and it's mostly the Spotify backlash. Godspeed You Black Emperor pulled their entire discography, which is quite a bit, and they pulled it from all streaming services. And this is mostly due to the Spotify stuff, but they're saying, no, streaming's done. We'll put our stuff on Bandcamp, and that's it. So this is another band that has a decent following that said, we're done with this crap.
For them.
Yep, I agree. They can make a like, there are some bands now, and I'm not saying this is a household name group. They have a following. They have enough of a name to actually pull something like this. And again, their stuff's on Bandcamp. If you want it there, go check it out. That's all you got to do. So good for them.
The more people that do this and the more fans that support them in this and start buying either, you know, the Bandcamp downloads or whatever, or just CDs and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it'll do so much better. I know, wishful thinking, but
it's
really
more going
more
to the
people.
Band.
Yeah, it goes direct totally. To the band too. And also, yeah. Bandcamp's real easy. Real easy. You just, it's like old iTunes, like what iTunes used to be. You just click and it downloads the songs and they're yours forever. That's it.
You know, I got stuff on Bandcamp. Mm. Yeah.
So I do wonder who's next. I hope the precedent still continues and we keep hearing these bands pop up to do this, saying, no, go screw yourselves. Daniel Ek, no, we're not pulling this anymore. Even if
keep it going.
Exactly. So that's an easy way to make a stand. We also have a squee coming from Alex because the Pretty Reckless will be having a new announcement this Friday in the teasiest of teases from one Taylor Momsen on her social media. Yeah. For those listening, not watching, Alex is wearing a Taylor Momsen Pretty Reckless t-shirt.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I came prepared.
I will say this. This is the actual teasiest of teases because all she said was Friday. And it's a glitchy black and white photo of muddy, dirty Taylor Momsen with her back
this
to the camera.
This is such a metal photo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor Momsen's more metal than a lot of metal bands out there right now. Way more.
Oh, totally. Totally.
So not only Friday, not only getting new Deftones, we're getting some new Pretty Reckless something. We don't know what yet, but something. It's been a while.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Death by Rock and Roll dropped in 2021. So it's been a good time. I got another squee.
Yeah. So I was going to say someone else squeed with you in chat. So you're definitely not alone. So that'll be fun to check out. As we move on from that, I think that's about all the news as we start wrapping things up. We do have a lot of other stuff to go through first. I'm going to do this the proper way. First, I'm going to go to our poll from last week. For those who remember, it was Rowan suggested this time, Slipknot Self-Titled versus System of a Down's Toxicity. And Toxicity won handily with over 5,000 votes.
Nice.
It was almost a two-thirds split. 62% said Toxicity, over 38% Slipknot Self-Titled. So, so I honestly, still a decent showing. And I only saw a handful of people of the no tact, no awareness morons in the chat saying stuff like trying to insult one. Almost everyone else was complimentary or both, or like trying to figure out what to say. That's really it.
Yeah.
And for YouTube, that's a big deal. A lot of good comments on here. A lot of well said comments, though. Also, I want to say one of the moron comments, Slipknot's a little heavier than System of a Down and less cheesy sounding. Not too interested in either band. My stuff's better than both albums. That's from someone I've never heard and some guy's band.
Yeah, boys, sure, buddy.
That is not the way to promote your group, by the way.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Tell me, how's your band doing?
Fun fact, Slipknot's getting in process to sell their catalog for $120 million. I feel like this guy's band's not up to that just yet. System of Down, about to headline fill up, play Soldier Field in Chicago, a sold-out NFL stadium. Also,
it's probably some one-man black metal project that's recorded in like their mom's basement anyway. It's going to sound like absolute crap.
And when he says,
I'm not even talking about the music, I'm just talking about the sound quality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just in his closet.
Yeah. And when he says his band, it really is just him and his imaginary friends. Oh, no, that's Steve plays bass and he's metal. you know, there's no Steve.
Do you guys know, the story about Threaten, the band that tried to fake it till they make it?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Goodness.
Imagine it's the guy from Threaten.
Yeah. Alex.
It's one of his sock puppet accounts.
Yeah. Alex, it's a band that like tried to like get bookings and stuff, say, oh, my band's there. And, like, get all this stuff when there was actually no band.
All right.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's as dumb as it sounds, right?
That's the tip of the the iceberg.
That's the summary, but yes, that's how bad it gets. So it is worth a deep dive, but
yeah.
That being said, our next poll, I'm going to type this out and I'll get it right here. But first, I'm going to put it in chat. As it's Deftones weekend coming up, I think it's well time to have a Deftones album versus album. Why would I try to make this easy for everyone? Which Deftones album do you prefer? This is for the chat only live. Thank you for everyone that's joining us live, by the way, to vote on this. First up, we got Diamond Eyes. Second, as I can spell, Koi no Yokan. These are the two albums that came after.
Oh, that's easy for me.
After Chi died and passed away unexpectedly. This was the rebound era for Deftones, proving they could still rebound after some tragedy. And these are the two albums that I always see compared to each other because it was 2010 and 2012. So, Rowan, it's a little easier for you, you said. Alex, have any thoughts on this one?
I know which one I would pick just because I'm more familiar with it deeply.
Okay.
Because this is when they started shipping all of the singles to radio again, which is the Koi no Yokan.
Yep. Okay. Fair enough. Rowan, go ahead.
First of all, I got to specify, I do love Diamond Eyes. Koi no Yokan, that just has a lot of nostalgia for me. Just like Alex, I'm just more familiar and kind of come back to that album a lot more. Diamond Eyes has some of my favorite Deftones tracks, so Command Control, Beauty School, You've Seen the Butcher, all great stuff. It is tough, but I kind of just know it's like, yeah, this is when I'm in the Deftones mood, this is like the one I would kind of go towards.
Very fair. And my explanation for something like this, as much as I love Diamond Eyes, it is a singles heavy album where Koi no Yokan feels like a total mesmerizing in-depth experience. I love You've Seen the Butcher too. There's so much good stuff on Diamond Eyes. And like, again, that's the rebound album, but Koi no Yokan is like immersive when you get to songs like Tempest and like the kickoff of Swerve City. But then like, I always go back to Entombed, which is one of my favorite deep cuts on Koi no, of any Deftone song. So that's just it for me. The poll right now.
Also Rosemary blew up on TikTok. So we're talking about just like them getting to number one. I feel like they got so many new fans because of Rosemary. So like there's something like that should be said about that album. Just like what it did for the band, kind of giving them that second life.
Yeah.
I love that happened. It reminds me of, cause we had Born This Way, Lady Gaga drop in 2010.
Yeah.
And then Bloody Mary went crazy on TikTok and then she ended up charting again. So if that's any minor outline of what could happen with this, hell yeah. It's awesome to see more fans getting involved with it, even if it's from one little weird random track that went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leathers is also one of my favorite Deftone songs. Chad, if you don't know that one, I highly recommend it.
So the poll's on the YouTube community tab. I'll link it out in this week's podcast as well. I'm going to leave the poll up in the chat for the rest of the evening. Just before we start wrapping things up, I'll see what the results are for the live chat. It's fairly close right now. So get your votes in. Our song of the week, before we get to upcoming tours and albums, Biohazard's back after a long time. They've already had a couple singles. They just had a new single come out yesterday with Eyes on Six. It's heavy, and I never thought I would hear like be able to say something like this in 2025. Biohazard's really knocking them down, too. It's great. They sound great. They're on fire. So if you're into that old style New York hardcore and all that other stuff, check it out. Biohazard, Eyes on Six. I'll link to that as well. I dig it. New album's coming out also. I forget the date, but the new album, Divided We Fall, you can pre-order all that. Let me know what you guys think of that as well in the comments if you get a chance to listen to it. So that being said, Alex, we're going to go for tours first. What tours got announced this week or this past week, I should say?
Blackstone Cherry are hitting the road. That'll be super fun. A Southern rock group. They've got a huge U.S. tour starting later this year, supporting their most recent album, Screaming at the Sky. Going to start in November. And then we've got Lindsey Stirling. I know not quite in our genre, but totally genre adjacent. She definitely fits in here.
She does a lot of cool stuff.
Story of the Year.
Yeah.
A lot of really good collaborations. Mm-hmm. Story of the Year just announced some tour dates for the remainder of 2025. They are going to be joining forces with Senses Fail. It's going to be like a co-headlining tour, and it kicks off in November. We've got Boris just announced a 20th anniversary reissues alongside a North American tour. Anniversary reissues of Pink and Droneville, sorry. And then a North American tour to go along with that. And then Sing with Sugarbog announced a European tour with a couple of special guests. So good, that should be super fun.
Good pronunciation of Sanguishikabog, by the way. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just knew it naturally.
Yes, you just knew it as soon as you read the word.
Thanks for helping me.
For everyone outside of America, that's a word we learn in like grade school for spelling tests and stuff like that. Yeah. Sanguishikabog.
That's like the spelling bee prep.
Also, for those who are not aware, Sanguishikabog has the record for most illegible and ridiculous metal logo. I'm going to put it on screen right now. For those not aware, you see what this is?
Pile of sticks.
Yep. That's the Sanguishikabog logo.
Cracking leather right couch.
Oh yeah. That is leather couch for sure, by the way. And they are aware of what it is.
I know what you're talking about. That's perfectly legible.
S Q 7 bog. Yeah, exactly. So
it's like one of those like magic eye paintings.
Ooh, yeah, you got to put your nose right up to it, then zoom out. That might that actually might work better. So, Rowan,
nah, dude, it's a Rorschach test.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope you don't see an actual Sanguishikabog, which is a medieval toilet for those wondering. That's what it actually is. So, Rowan, it's Deftones weekend, so we want to hear about that for private music. But also, what else is coming out this weekend? Because Deftones is not the only thing.
Oh, we have a stacked lineup besides Deftones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get like some of the smaller ones out of the way. First of all, we got Arcadia with the Exodus of Gravity. This is a synth metal band featuring Mastodon's Bron Daler with guitarist Core Adams. They were previously together in a band called Gaylord.
That sounds like Bron Daler. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, the band's done. So any aspiring musicians looking for a band name, Gaylord is on the table again. Dinosaur Pileup is coming out with.
That is a very 90s thing, by the way. That's when the band was formed. That is an extremely 90s thing.
Yeah. But anyway, Dinosaur Pileup is coming out with I Felt Better. This is their first album in 6 years. They since Celebrity Mansions. When that album came out, I actually got really into them. Chat, if you like sort of classic hard rock grunge type music, like they're a good band to get into. Like, I haven't listened to anything off the new album yet or anything they release, but I'm excited to try to check it out. This will be a good opportunity to get back into them. We Came as Romans is coming out with All Is Beautiful Because We're Doomed. Mm-hmm. There is an ellipsis in the title. Solid metalcore band. Really liked Black Hole, the song they did with Caleb Shomo.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now we're getting to some of the good ones. First of all, Signs of the Swarm to Rid Myself of Truth is coming out this Friday. Chat, I have only just gotten into this band because of the singles they've been releasing. They did one with Will Ramos of Lorna Shore called Clatter Retinas, and it is so good. And like some of the other songs, like Hell Must Fear Me, is absolutely badass. Guys, if you're a deathcore fan, this is an album to look out for. Seriously, like,
it's fun.
I've heard
the singles too, because Heavies is like, we've been trying to promote it with Heavies on their channel. Yeah, they got a lot of fun stuff too. It's not just all doom and gloom deathcore. No, it's fun stuff. So
it's fun deathcore. This is like the type of ones that it's like I'm moshing in my living room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just because I'm that into it. 3 Days Grace is coming out with Alienation, which is, by the way, chat, if you've been keeping up to date, that's the album with Adam and Matt. Everyone's back together.
Yep.
How come no one's talked about that?
There's a reason.
You seem to have forgotten it.
I remember. There's a reason. This is Luke's opinion only, not Alex or Rowan's. They have their own opinions. Do not blame me for what I'm about to say. I have not overwhelmingly loved the singles that have come so far from this situation from 3 Days Grace, which is insane. Because this is a situation where everyone should be happy. It's everyone on the same page. Everyone doing the same thing together. I have not liked anything they put out so far this album cycle at all. That's just me. But
you didn't like Mayday?
No, I did not like Mayday. No.
Mayday's the best one. honestly.
Okay.
So far.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm really, really, I'm with you, Luke. I am. I'm going to say it for myself as well. I'm not super, super stoked.
Sure.
The hype did not match up.
It's not even so much hype. It's just the logic behind it. It's like, this should be this should be a win-win scenario for everybody. Rowan, if you like it, go ahead and like it. I'm just saying.
I'm not dismissing it until I hear the full album.
Sure, that's fair.
I'm not going to lie. I've only kind of like latched on to Mayday, but okay. I'm still optimistic because nostalgia. I can't help that.
I think that's a lot. Like, of people totally. Too. That's fair.
And I will say the bass lines are solid. Oh, yeah.
Man, talk about digging deep for a compliment. Man, that groove on that bass line. Mm-hmm.
Dude, coming from me, that is a solid compliment.
Look. All I'm saying is some of my favorite 3 Days Grace songs are some of the deeper cuts you don't usually see talk about. So I'm willing to, if I can give the album a listen and find a couple good songs, I would be like, this is a step in the right direction, at least. Because I haven't really touched anything during Matt era 3 Days Grace.
I think that's part of it, too, because the Adam and Matt eras are sonically and like audibly different for that as well. So I think that's what's kind of like putting people off a little bit, like not knowing what to expect. We'll find out though. We'll see. If it ends up being great, I'll come back and just say, hey, I was wrong. I don't care. That means we get good music. Great.
Or even if it's just okay, like solid, it's just something where it's like, okay, first album where they're all back together. There probably is just still some kinks that need to be worked out. But I can at least see the potential.
The parents just got back together. It's going to take a little while for everything to get smoothed out.
It is. I think we made that joke.
Good analogy.
The parents got back together finally from the divorce. Everything's back. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And then finally, some small band called Deftones is releasing private music. Whatever. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Someone just said, Jen, Luke, Mayday was fine. Just fine. That's the best. Like,
Mayday was pretty good. When we got the teasers for Mayday, I was so stoked. I'm like, okay, it's like the continuation of some of the other tracks. This is solid. And then it was good, but I wanted more. And then Apologies came out, and no offense to 3 Days Grace. And I haven't heard the full album yet, but I was not blown away by Apologies.
Yeah, I wanted.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Oh, I wanted Apologies. Get it?
Oh, you beat me to it.
I had it queued up that time. Okay. Thank you guys for all the super chats. We hit our like goal. We have some festivals to do, by the way. First, some super chats from Ellie Yeats, who will get a super festival. Being forced to pick one Deftones album as the best one is like being forced to only adopt one kitten from a litter of 10. Oh, cool.
I am not sorry.
Side note, that snake on the private music cover is a good boy. From Ajala, I apologize if I am not pronouncing that wrong. I've seen you before in the chat. Thank you. As a child of the 80s, I truly adore finding new bands. Music is one of how life should be, evolving, growing, and giving others a chance to express themselves. Also, name sounds like Angela. Oh, thank you. I should have read that first before saying Angela. Angela, thank you. Yes. Rockin' Movies with Tyler just re-upped his membership. Thank you so much for doing that. You get early access for a video coming very soon for a new series I'm doing. Also from Rockin' Movies with Tyler, let's hope the new Deftones album is another solid album. Prayer emoji. We hope so too. At rock bottom, you'll get something maybe not as stellar. And that's awesome that you have a band with that like high of a level, high of a bar. So you know what? I'm excited for private music. I think we'll be okay. Anything else before we start booking some festivals?
Nope.
Ready.
Okay. Let's see what we got. I've been sharing my screen this whole time, right? Okay. I just wanted to make sure I remember, just like, cause I remember one week I forgot to, and I wasn't like reminded till the very, it's like, why didn't Sandy say anything? So.
Sorry.
No, it's not your, it's not your fault. I'm the one that did it. So here we go. Every week, we try to book some festivals from a random folder. That means over 200 images. I add more almost every week. There are some really great ones and really terrible ones in Festival Rock or Flop. So, first we have our own festival because we hit our like goal, and then we have a few other festivals to book for people that did $10 or more super chats. Here's the thing. We're going to name our festival after we book the bands. I think that's a new thing we should do instead of just struggling to think of a band, a festival name.
So we can like, we can that'll get, influence the name.
Yes, we can influence the name more for our festival just to do it that way. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Okay. Sooner.
So
make it fitting.
Yes. So here we go. So everyone knows I'm not cheating. Wabam, wabam. For our festival, band number one. Steel Panther, gonna be gross already. Real dirty, real filthy. Band number two, Primus. Oh, this is a weird festival. Weird, weird. Okay, okay. Number three, Limp Bizkit. Okay, something's going on with whatever festival we're booking right now. The audience is gonna have some problems. Let me rephrase. Security's gonna have some problems with the people in this crowd. This is gonna be an audience for sure. And band number four, Stone Sour. I feel like Corey's gonna be the only adult in this entire situation on stage. Stone Sour, Limp Bizkit, Primus, Steel Panther opening up. Would you, okay, while, yes or no in the chat, would you go? I don't know what we name it, and I would go, because I want to see Stone Sour again. Primus is fun. People watching would be safe from a distance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Alex, would you go to this festival?
Yes, I would. I think this would be fun. It's got so much chaos. I think it'll be fun.
Okay. Rowan, how about you?
Sure. This would be hilarious to watch.
So there is a lot of yeses. There are some, like one or two no's, but yeah, there's some yeses. What will we name this nonsense? This is a nonsense.
Rolling in mud.
I put a suggestion in the chat. Yeah.
Rolling, and then my name is Mud. I was like, the Rolling in Mud Fest. And now it's stupid, okay. But that's what I keep thinking of.
Okay. Oh, no, that's kind of cool, actually.
You know what? That's fine. That's actually fitting for a festival of this quality and caliber. Rolling in the Mud Fest. And we got yeses. It is more yeses than no's in the chat, by the way. There are some no's, but
it's rough, but you're having fun.
Yes. Yeah. And there's stones in the mud because of Stone Sour. Oh, there we go. Steel Panther.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. Steel Panther, you're not in the pod. You're not. We don't want to get that much filth in there. Ugh. Okay. So you know what? We're on a good track. This is a good start. All right. I'll watch the live documentary of it. Ooh, yeah. That one would have a documentary made after it's done. That's for sure. So Yeet Fest is up next. Thank you, Ellie Yeet. Band number one for Yeet Fest. The Cure. I love it already. Good start for The Cure. Yeet Fest looking strong. Number two, Boys to Men, asterisk. They are joining the next band to make 90s R&B style remixes. So Boys to Men is going to join the stage with the next band, and it's going to be R&B 90s style remixes of whatever band it is. Sorry, Alex, say that again.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I said, what have you done?
Yeah, see, you hired me out to shoot shows like this.
When did you make this a thing?
As soon as I shot Boys to Men, I said, I can make that work. Yeah, hired me to be an amphitheater photographer, huh? Well, guess what I'm going to do? All right. Boys to Men, it's going to be 90 style remixes of Wargasm.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord in heaven. Luke, no. What did you do?
I'm going. This is going to be great. The Cure, Wargasm remade into 90s R&B. Ooh, the crowd demands it. Another qualifier. Replace any one of the previous bands with the next band. Is that what we want to do?
Okay, wait. Okay, if we replace Boys to Men, does that negate?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
What? Okay.
Am I outvoted?
Do that.
Okay.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Fine. Yeah. Everyone else, I try to have fun. Okay. We have The Cure.
We want to make money off of this.
That's true. We do want to make money off of Yeet Fest. That's right. The Cure.
How would you have reacted if we did Boys to Men style The Cure?
I don't know. 90s style of Cure with Love Song. Ooh, Love Song with Boyz II Men in it. I don't know. Friday I'm in Love.
Imagine they do a lullaby.
Lullaby, yeah.
Yeah, make R&B song out of lullaby.
Yeah. All right. The Cure. Slayer.
Yes.
Hey, woo.
Slayer coming back for Yeet Fest number 3. Pennywise.
I am in.
Number 4. Lacuna Coil. Yeet Fest looks great. I do think it would have been perfect, but Yeet Fest looks awesome from top to bottom. The Cure, Slayer, Pennywise, Lacuna Coil. I'm absolutely in.
Oh yeah,
I strongly disagree with Luke. I think this is an awesome lineup.
I think it's an awesome lineup too. I'm just saying it's not perfect. We saw what perfection would have been. So.
No, we did not.
I see. Yes.
We avoided the dark timeline.
I see. Yes. Yes. Boo, fun haters. Boys, not bots. It's going to be wild. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. That's
I'm open to it for a different act. But Wargasm, Boyz II Men, I'm not. No, I don't want to do that. Not today.
Fine, fine. All right. That second qualifier really saved some people. Up next, we got Angela Fest. Thank you again, Angela. Number one. Kiss coming out of retirement again for Angela Fest. Man, they just cannot say no, can they? Mm-mm-mm. Number two, Danny Elfman. I'm down already. Heck yeah. Number three, Ginger.
Huh. This is all over the place.
It is. And number four, The Pretty Reckless. Well, oh man,
we know who's going.
So Rowan, if it's The Pretty Reckless and Ginger at this festival, Alex is not going to even know we exist. The show's
gonna start.
Yeah, the show's going to start and she's going to be gone.
I'm busy.
You're going to like put on like a fake mustache and find some way to like sneak into the backstage. That's what I guess.
Don't need to sneak. Come on.
Yeah.
This is business.
And then Danny Elfman too. That's awesome. Yeah, Kiss is there, but still. I'd go.
This is the I'll grab a beer band for me.
Danny Elfman's awesome. The whole show was awesome. Alex can attest.
That's why I said Kiss was the band, not Danny Elfman.
Right. I see yeses.
You gotta see Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
I'll come back for God of Thunder. That's it.
Okay, there you go. See, that's right. There's like one or two Kiss songs you don't mind singing along with, just not an hour and a half. Ultimately, Leave Before the Headliner. Yes. 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 I see more yeses. You know what? Very nice. And finally, we have Tyler Fest. Thank you again, Tyler. Number one. Whoa, where's my cursor? There we go. We got Suicidal Tendencies. Heavy stuff.
Sick.
Very nice. Number two. We got Mumford & Sons. Very different from Suicidal Tendencies. Very different. Number three. Pixel Grip, very different from both Mumford & Sons and Suicidal Tendencies, all over the place.
I'm seeing them in October.
Are you? Yeah, I just saw, I think they're going on tour, so. And number four, Body Count.
Body Count and Suicidal Tendencies work so well.
Yeah, that's peanut butter and jelly right there.
That's perfect.
So, yeah, so that works real well. Also, Pixel Grip, I could see them somehow fitting in. Mumford & Sons will sell. I know it's not the festival for this, but it'll sell tickets. It totally will.
Trip in the brain, stamina, I will wait.
There you go.
Cool.
I will wait. Yeah. Bring her out on stage with them just to freak everybody out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I would go. I would go. It's weird with Mumford & Sons, but I would go. Alex,
I do gotta thank you because of this show and because of this this little segment. This is what put Pixel Grip on the radar for me. Yeah,
I'm having a hard time.
It's a weird.
Really
one.
Don't like Mumford & Sons.
I get
personally.
It. Well, because you're in the radio,
I get
why you don't like Mumford & Sons.
I mean, but Body Count and Suicidal Tendencies are super fun. Not super familiar with.
Sure. Pixel Grip.
I would tell you the name of my favorite song by them, but the name
we've
would get us to
it.
Demonetize.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll listen to
we've
it.
We've listened to it. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I say,
really?
Yeah. If you really can't stand one of the bands and you were forced for like 5 years to listen to them on a loop for nonstop, I can see that.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's like you hear I Will Wait and that's like a freaking Vietnam flashback for you.
It's an instant trigger. Absolutely.
PTSD.
Yes, absolutely. So, to be fair though, I see a lot more yeses. Again, I think that one, two punch of Body Count and Suicidal Tendencies, that's too good to pass up for something like this.
That works so well.
It does. So you know what? I see a lot more yeses. I get the trepidation for some of this, but I still think overall we have a successful round of festivals tonight. That is makes me very happy. However, there's one more thing we got to pull up. I'm going to leave this nice little photo. It's not super aligned with the thing because they never are in here. There we go. There's Ice-T. Our poll in the chat right now live. Which Deftones album do you prefer? Diamond Eyes or Koi No Yokon? It was close. 51% nice. To 48%. Yo. 51% Koi No Yokon. You know what?
Just barely ekes it out.
Barely. And I think that's totally fair. Now, that was only a handful of people voting. But it was close. So the poll is now live on YouTube. I'll link it out to the actual poll. This is where thousands of people will vote. I'm curious to see what that'll be next week. We'll find out.
That was a good one, Luke.
I tried to do some...
Yeah, good choices.
I try to have smart ideas every now and then. Thank you for acknowledging that I actually have...
If you picked, like, White Pony, that might have been too easy for a lot.
And that's why I was like, I don't want to do White Pony because it's going to be too hard. I wanted to do the two back-to-back next to each other, like from 2010, 2012.
Yeah.
Right in that pocket. So, poll's open right now. You can vote on that. You can check out the song of the week. That'll all be pinned in the pin comment on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast forums, the link should be in the description for this week's podcast. Thank you so much to everyone for joining us this week. I know we ran way over time. I sincerely apologize about that. We were having too much fun. Again, sorry to my co-hosts and everyone else for everything.
Dude, you never have to apologize for that. You apologize for that every week. It's never a problem for us. And I doubt anyone. It's a problem for anyone in the chat.
It's a problem for not being punctual. I apologize to everyone. There's also a puppy over here.
We get into
it. Very tired. We did. And to be fair, also, as I wrap things up, and I'm going to stop this and go here, I will say this. We had nice positive things to talk about this week. Let us enjoy this week of runoff, please. We'll be back to weeks of garbage. I promise it's going to happen. It's unavoidable.
Imagine like just starting tomorrow, we get like the worst headlines you can imagine.
I hope not. Ugh, because we got
it's like the grace period is over.
Don't put that in Ricky Bobby.
That's true. That is some evil right there, by the way. So thank you all again. I'll have a new video coming up for early access on YouTube members and patrons this weekend. Hopefully sooner than that. A fun one for a new series I'm doing. They'll find out first. Alex, anything you have close with before we start wrapping it up? Rowan, how about you?
Just excited about the new Deftones. Check out the new Signs of Swarm too. And I'm going to be cautiously optimistic about 3 Days Grace. So okay.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And you know what? Alex
Same.
And I were talking like,
honestly,
let's hope for something better, you know, and that's totally fine. That's happened before with other albums. So you know what? It's possible. Thank you.
We said it. Mayday was pretty good. I just want more.
Alex said it.
My expectations
Alex
are too
said,
high.
Alex said Mayday was pretty good. I don't say that. Alex said Mayday was pretty good.
I did.
Yeah. So that's true. So Alex, last week was no good for your dad joke. Yeah. What do you got this week?
You win some, you lose some.
Okay.
What do you call a woman who burns all her credit card bills?
I don't know. Rowan? No idea. Okay. What do you get? What is it?
Bernadette. Come on.
You're laughing. Laughing.
It was on me.
Laugh.
It was on me. I was like smiling, like trying to like, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah.
Both of you. It's like,
yeah,
I laughed because you laughed.
I was fighting the smile. That was more that this one was more on me. This one was more of me.
You laughing at your joke in complete silence while me and him are dead eyed.
Like stone face. Yeah. That's what I was laughing at. So that's your fault.
To be fair, Alex wasn't like, ha ha, wasn't it funny? She wasn't being like that. So, okay.
That's to my point, because it was like, oh, she's laughing like it was a genuinely good joke.
I was genuinely trying to fight the smile. I was trying to fight it because I was like thinking about
you're
it.
Weak.
So. I know. You've laughed at more of these than I have, sir. So you know what?
You probably have. Yeah.
This is my week for the weakness. Someone just said, oh, Bernadette. Thank you for spelling out the joke. Thank you. Yes. That is what that means.
Yes.
Murphy's Law.
It's like, oh my God, I got it.
Okay. You're getting a lot of actual praise and nothing thrown at you. That one's a bit creative. Lol. I cracked a smile.
They're throwing ducks.
Someone's throwing snakes for Deftones.
Oh, those are snakes. They look like ducks. Yeah. I have really zoomed out.
I get it now. I guess like a bill. Okay.
No, because they're quacking you up.
Oh, duck. Goodness, no.
Oh, come on.
Are you burning money or are you throwing burning money?
For interpretation,
I guess. Yeah, foghorn again. I was thinking redhead, but that one's on fire. All right, everyone's trying their own bad comedy in the chat room right now. Okay.
Yeah.
More snakes. Someone's really laughing about this. Lot more snakes. Oh, yeah. Double win. Quack. Okay, we're wrapping. We're going home. Everyone needs to go to bed. Clearly, it's past everyone's bedtime at this point.
Oh, thank you all. Out to the duck thing.
Yeah. Uh huh. Oh goodness. Now the duck puns are gonna come in.
Oh, ducking hell.
Oh yeah. By the way, in chat, there's an actual duck and there's the snake.
It looked like a baby duck. It looked like a greenish baby duck.
I get what you were going for. After I looked, I was like, oh, the tongue looks like the bill. Got it. So at least I understand.
Yeah, and like even how it's like coiled up, it looks like a wing.
Just told my family this and they got a kick out of it. Well, you know what? Another family got a joke from Alex. They got him to laugh too. So there you go.
What's this game called?
Oh God, it's spreading.
Last week you didn't win, but this week you did. So you know what? You're back on track.
Anyone in chat done like a toll of the wins and losses?
Oh, like keeping scoreboard?
No.
No, we don't believe in statistics on this show.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Good night, everybody. We're all friends here. Let's not, kind of like a rubber ducky. Aw, there you go. So everyone go to bed. It's past everyone's bedtime. Yowza.
Night.